She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are home prices up right now? Yes, they are. But interest rates are down. We can still secure a purchase for you at a very affordable price. Why not get some security for your family? Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California DBO 1666881.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi with me. Hey, Heidi.
How's it going?
Oh, it's good. It's good. You see something new?
You did your hair.
I did. We usually come on here and there's no makeup on, there's no hair done, and I just kind of felt like, you know what, it's time. We've got to do it. So,
yep.
Got it done. Feel good. You know, maybe next week it won't happen again, but.
Right. No guarantees ever.
Exactly. So what are we? You guys are listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. And what do we do? Well, we give you guys all kinds of education and advice around mortgage lending and buying a home and real estate and anything you guys want to know. We want to hear from you. We want to give you, you know, answer those questions for you. And we want you to put those into the feed. Matt is going to read those for us out loud and we are going to answer them on the spot. It is Wednesday and we are live at 5 on YouTube, Twitch. And what's the other one? Facebook. As you guys can see, and as you could tell, we are truly live. So we are not live on radio. If you guys are listening to us Saturday morning on Go Country 105, this is the sound from the show that we are doing today, Wednesday. So if you guys want to watch us and you want to see us do it live, you guys have to go to YouTube, find the Mortgage Mom Radio channel, subscribe, and click on that little notification button so that you can get a quick note to let you know that we have gone live. So it is catching up with mom time. Mm-hmm. What's new, Heidi? I get to see you once a week now.
I know. It's so exciting. Well,
you did your hair too.
I did. A couple little mishaps getting it sling iron, but I made it through it with almost all my hair that I started with. So that was good.
That's always positive.
Always a positive. You know, I'm not a big do my hair or put makeup on. So if it comes out and it does not look like clown makeup and I didn't lose too much hair, I call it success.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it looks great. I love it. Oh, I love it.
You.
I think we need to do this more often. I think people probably would appreciate it a little bit.
Probably, you know.
Just a little bit.
I know my husband appreciates when I do it.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, you know, my husband's funny. He's the guy that, you know, he likes it better when I don't color my hair. I let the gray come in. I don't wear makeup.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. It makes you feel good. We're feminine. We're women.
Right. Oh, no. My husband loves the all natural, but every now and again, I'll wear it. And he's like, I didn't even know you could get more beautiful. And I'm like, oh, so sweet.
He's a keeper.
He's a keeper. Perfect. Love it. Well, we have big changes coming. So my son and his fiance and my grandson are moving to Arizona.
Nice.
On Friday.
Oh, you've got to be
and they're
going to
live with
excited.
Us. Yes.
Yes.
I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, my grandson's one and we haven't got to see a lot of him. So we are really excited and they're just going to move here, stay with us during the transition while they get jobs. My son wants to apply for the police academy. So we're super excited and proud of him. And they're just going to move in here, get settled in, and then look for a place out here. So it's big changes.
Yeah, very nice. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good change, especially you guys moved to, you know, Arizona and you're out there really with nobody, you know, all of your family's really back here in California. So that's going to be really nice, I think.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And, you know, it'll be a big change. I haven't had a baby in the house since, you know, my youngest, which is 15 and a half now, almost 16. So it'll be a big change, but I'm really excited. It'll be nice to have family.
Yeah, well, wait for a couple of restless nights.
Mm-hmm. I know. I already told you. I'm going to be calling you going, oh, my God.
What do I do?
How do you turn this thing off again?
Right. You can't. There's no button.
Right.
Erica over on YouTube says hello and says you look amazing, both of you.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you for watching. We appreciate it. We've got our one true follower online.
Right. Thank you, Erica.
We love it. And, you know, letting you guys all know, like I said, when we first started the show, if you have any questions whatsoever and you want to get your answer and you want to get it right away, please feel free to, you know, watch us live and go to YouTube and follow us and put those questions in the feed. Matt is going to read them and we are going to answer them right on the spot. If you prefer Facebook, you guys can do it there. And I am still waiting for my first follower on Twitch to happen. So come on, guys. Come on, gamers. Get on there and give us something. But we do want you guys to know that we're here and we're answering those questions. And, you know, we want to hear from you. So please feel free to do that. So that is awesome, amazing news for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
good. So how about you? How has your week been?
My week was good. I mean, I got a full week of sleep in my bed, which was really nice. And the house is almost done, just a couple of last, you know, they do everything. And then there's like little patchwork and touch ups and stuff like that. So we are just about done, which I am just so excited about. And you know what? It's such a good feeling for everybody out there listening that, you know, if you guys have ever renovated your house, I know you can understand if you've been thinking about renovating your house. Let me just tell you, I walk through that house and I can't even believe it's my house. Like I'm just like, it's almost like I just bought something new, you know, and you're walking through and you're like, I can't believe I live here. This is so awesome. And it's the same house. It's the same square footage. It's our same 1800 square foot house. I mean, we don't live a huge lavish lifestyle or anything, but it's really nice. It's nice that everything has been done and upgraded and, you know, to the 2020 era from 1982. So it was, you know, it was well overdue, but, you know, very exciting. You know, that's, I would have to say, has probably been my week. I don't have a whole lot of catching up with mom other than, you know, I've got a 15-year-old that's a sophomore and obviously doing all school online. And I'm about ready to kill him if I see one more missing assignment. And I just don't understand. I can't wrap my head around it because he's doing it. He's online every day doing it. I see him doing the work, but we're not turning it in. So I know that there's a bunch of parents out there that are listening that are battling the exact same thing and can understand my pain. I am going to kill my 15-year-old. And I probably shouldn't say that out loud because somebody will hold me to it. I love him to death. But, you know, we're struggling, man. We're struggling with this online school thing. And I know that there are a lot of parents and, you know, people that are. And I just want to say, I get it. I get it. If anybody out there wants to call me and reminisce about how bad it is, I'm all ears.
Yeah, I think that's across the board, right? Every parent out there and the kids that are doing online school. I mean, I think of the parents that have younger children doing the online school. I can't even imagine trying to get a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old to sit and watch a screen and participate.
Yeah.
You know, we're both talking about 15-year-olds and I'm so grateful because out here, you know, they started the moderate, right? And so Christopher's going 2 days a week and I'm just like, oh, thank God. I look forward to those 2 days a week, and now they'll have fall break next week, and then he goes back 5 days a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm pushing him out the door, like, go, just wait
go,
there.
Just go,
just wait till they open. And it's been hard first quarter, and I know in most places in California, especially where we lived, they're not opening.
Yeah. Orange County's back to school, which I, you know, they went ahead and did it. And I haven't heard anything at all about it. I don't know if it's been good, been bad. I don't know if there's COVID cases. That's not what our show is all about. But I do know that Orange County went back. I am really looking forward for, you know, LA Unified to go back. Let me just tell you. Obviously, I'm not looking for, you know, COVID in my home and for the kids to bring it home. And I'm not looking for teachers to get hurt or get sick as well. So, you know, I'm going to leave it to the powers that be to make those decisions. But I got to tell you, it is rough. It is so difficult. It really is. Yeah. And exactly what you were saying about the little kids. I mean, you know, we've got Zeke doing speech therapy by FaceTime, and they're trying to do circle times a couple times a week. And, you know, it's with school, and it's hard. It is so hard. He's not truly getting that special ed that he requires, and he's, you know, or the occupational therapy or the speech therapy or the behavioral therapy. He's not getting any of that, and it's killing us. You know, I just think about how much time that's been lost, and it's so sad. So I'm on the, you know, I'm on the countdown of please come out with some sort of vaccine, please.
Right. Something. Please. Yeah. Cause you don't want him going back and not being safe, but it's hard, especially all those parents out there that both parents have to go to a location and work and can't help their kids day to day, or, you know, struggle with working at home and helping their children. And, you know, everyone's working through that. I hear the challenge because I have my son sitting right next to me at a desk. And I'll be honest, I am not as smart as a 10th grader anymore. Like, he's like, Mom, what's this? I'm like, how would I know? I didn't take chemistry. Like,
And when I did, I don't remember.
Right. Like, it's been just a short minute since, you know, I was in those classes. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know it's hard. So for all you guys out there listening that are doing it and you know, we're feeling the pain right alongside of you. We're no different than you. We're just, you know, normal moms. Mom's trying to make it through, and you know it is hard. It's very hard. So our hats are off to you. Salute.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're saluting you. I mean, if you guys have got your kids doing well and they're getting all their assignments turned in, I got to tell you, you get the parent award for sure, because I'm obviously not getting it.
It's a struggle.
It is. All right. So on to real estate, mortgage, all that good stuff. We are Mortgage Mom Radio. I love our catching up with mom time. I feel like people that listen enjoy it. I hope they do, at least. You know, it kind of lets them into our world and know that we are really human people and, you know, living side by side with them and making it through life. But we got to talk mortgage and real estate, because that's what the show's about. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you guys have questions, please feel free to throw those into the feed, and we will have Matt read those out loud for you. You can put your questions right into Facebook, right into YouTube. YouTube, if you click that subscribe button, if you subscribe to the channel and you turn on the notifications, you will know when we do go live. It is every Wednesday live at 5. And, you know, you guys can ask all of the questions that you want. You can see what me and Heidi look like. This is a really good episode. Mark it down. September the 30th, 2020, because we actually put on some makeup and did some hair. So this would be the best episode for you guys to tune into. If you like to listen to podcasts, I have to say this, our podcast is there. Every show that we do is on podcast. If you guys have been thinking about buying a house, thinking about refinancing your property, you're not exactly sure where to start, please feel free. You know, if you're a podcaster, it's a great place to go and listen to as many as you want. They're all there. Everything is there for you guys to listen to, all of the shows we've done.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Do you have questions about a mortgage? Need some help with real estate? Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237.
I think we just lost sound.
I don't think Heidi can hear us.
Oh, boy.
You gotta love it. You gotta love COVID.
Oh. Hot.
Oh, she's back. Can you hear
I'm
us?
I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Awesome. Well, you know, you guys, hey, this is no joke. We are not pre-recorded.
I'm back.
It is what it is. All right. So I was talking about the podcast. Podcast is great. If you guys want to listen to all the previous episodes and get all of the information that you need, all of the education advice, please feel free to do that. Anywhere you like to listen to podcasts, you can find us. Just search Mortgage Mom Radio. Really very simple, and download it and listen to it. iTunes, Google Play, all the great places. I think there's even one, didn't we find out, Matt? It was called Podbean, right?
Yep, that's one of them.
Yep. What are some of the other ones? Where do people like to listen to their podcasts? I know that iHeart does it. I think we're on iHeart. I'm not too sure. But anyway, so podcasts are there for you guys if you're listening and you'd like to go back and listen to previous episodes. You can always go to, obviously, YouTube. We've got all the shows that we've recorded there. You can listen to, you can see a lot of the homebuyer workshops right from our website, right from mortgagemomradio.com. So feel free to go ahead and go there if you'd like. And then obviously the phone app. So if you guys like the phone app, you want to run payments, you want the calculator, you want all the tools, you can watch YouTube right from the phone app. You can email us, call us, apply for your loan. Like I said, run the calculators. You can do pretty much anything you want from the phone app. So all you need to do is text the word MOM to 36260, and it will send you a link. Go ahead and click on that, save it to your home screen, and you guys are good to go. So let's get into mortgage. And we tell you guys all the time, we don't really know what we're going to talk about until we get here. So I actually do want to talk about something because it's come up a couple of times this week for me. And it's so funny because it kind of goes like that, right? It's like all of a sudden the same piece, that the same issue or the same question comes up multiple times in a row. And it's been a pretty hot topic this week for me on whether or not a VA loan or a conventional loan is a better loan. And which one should you do if you have the opportunity to do both? And I've had a couple of instances where I've told someone not to do the VA loan. And I've had other instances where I've preferred that they did the VA loan. And so I want to talk a little bit about what are some of those reasons? What are some of the differences? Why would we pick one over the other? Why would we say one is better than the other? They're both great loan programs. If you're not a veteran and you can't get a VA loan and you're going to do a conventional loan, it's a great loan program. FHAs are great loan programs. Everybody has a reason for why they go to a particular program, and it's really about you and what is going on with you. So some of the benefits that I would say for a VA would be if you are buying a home and you don't have, if you have less than 20% down payment, a VA loan is by far the best loan that you could choose. You've got zero down payment option available, no mortgage insurance monthly. You know, it just really is phenomenal. If you are trying to cash out of your house and you want to try to get as much as you can possibly get out, the VA is going to give you much higher loan to value guidelines to get that cash out of that property than any other loan program. So a VA cash out is awesome if you're trying to go above and beyond the conventional guidelines, which cash out is 80%. So those are some of the reasons why VA is so spectacular and the reason you would choose to go with VA. Now, there's other reasons that you might not go with VA. So, Heidi, give me one that you're thinking. I can see your wheels turning.
They're turning. They work.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a funding fee and you have enough equity in your house, you don't want to actually pay that extra money if you don't need to.
Right.
Right. So let's just say, you know, if you're doing a cash out and you don't need to go above 80%, you've got plenty of equity, then maybe you're less than 10% disabled and you have a funding fee, maybe you don't want to go that direction because there's no reason to pay that funding fee.
Right. Absolutely.
That would be a great reason.
Absolutely. You know, the funding fee, which a lot of people don't know, but VA charges that funding fee to everybody unless they are at least 10% disabled or more considered by the VA. So that funding fee can get very, very expensive. It, you know, 2.4%, 3.3%, depending on whether it's a first-time use or a subsequent use. If you are considered 10% or more disabled, that VA funding fee is not there. At that point, even if you have equity in the home, the VA might be a better loan because a lot of times the rate is a little bit lower than a conventional loan. So you might get a better rate and not pay a funding fee. But if you are going to pay a funding fee, if you are not disabled or you are less than 10% disabled and you are going to pay a funding fee, but you've got a bunch of equity, you are financing that funding fee. It is going on top of what you owe when we get started. So you're going to take your loan balance up that much more. So even if the interest rate is just a little bit lower, a lot of times the conventional actually works out to be a better option. So there are reasons why you would do conventional over VA. And then obviously there's reasons why you do VA over conventional. You know, the loan to value guidelines, like I said, buying a house with zero down, all that good stuff, cashing out. Well, here's another reason why. If you are, even if you have a bunch of equity, but you're trying to refinance your house and you have your VA, if your credit score is low and it's below the conventional guidelines, or you're in the lower end of the conventional guidelines, there's a very good chance that the interest rate on the VA is going to be significantly lower than that conventional loan would be. Or even purchasing, if you've got the 20% down, but your credit score is just not to par, you very well may end up getting a much better deal going VA because they're much, we've got lower limit, you know, lower restrictive on the credit scores, and the pricing and the interest rates are not nearly as, they don't take a hit the same way as a conventional loan does. So those would be some of the reasons why, you know, you'd want to do a VA over a conventional, even if you had equity or a large down payment. But many times, you know, there's a lot of times that a conventional loan might be the better option. And there's a lot of times that it's not. So it just depends on the person and the individual and what works out the best for them.
Yeah, I think, Deb, I think we say it all the time. Every situation is unique to that individual person. So to say a VA or an FHA or conventional is the best loan, there's no way to say that without the individual unique situation being reviewed, you know, assessed, and having that conversation and go over all the options and what situation that person is in to figure out the best scenario for them. And that's why when we go through this, is every option should be presented and the pros and the cons of what they're looking at and what really fits them, and also for their future, right? What are they looking to do? How are they doing this? What are they looking to get out of it? Whether it's a purchase, a rate and term refinance, or a cash out, and figure out where they fit and what fits them the best.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, kind of flowing off of this same subject, because it's something that, you know, we're kind of talking about the pros and cons, right? And I started with VA and conventional because that came up quite a few times this week with multiple people. One was a refinance that I said, no, it's not a good idea. I think you stick with the conventional loan, you know? There's always reasons why we're going to pick something different for somebody, right? So one of those things that's really important to understand would be the, here's a really good example. If you get child support, but it's not an actual child support agreement that came from the courts. So you're trying to use a voluntary, you and your ex, whether it was a marriage or not, but you have a kid together and you guys have a child support agreement and you're getting child support, but it was not an actual court ordered through a divorce or through some sort of,
custody agreement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you want to be able to use your income that you're getting from your child support. You can do that with a voluntary agreement between you and your ex on an FHA loan, where you cannot do that on a conventional loan. So there's going to be a lot of reasons why there's particular loan programs that we might say, this one's not going to work, but this is a good idea.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Have you been hearing interest rates that just seem too good to be true? Well, guess what? Interest rates have dropped, and they're great right now. Give me a call. Let's talk. Let's see what we can do to get you into a better interest rate and a better cash flow for you and your family. Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click contact us. Send me an email and I'll get back to you.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.
Right. You have to know all the details of the situation, the scenario of the individual client, and what they need to do and why. So it's very different for someone to just say, you want to purchase this home, you absolutely need to go conventional. Well, maybe that doesn't actually fit you. And if you have a VA opportunity or you need to go FHA, you have to really do the scenario and put all your pieces of the puzzle, lay them all out so the puzzle can be complete, created, see the whole picture before that decision is made.
Right. Absolutely. And you guys, I'm sure can hear my emails going off in the background. I guess I forgot to close my computer, so maybe Matt can go do that for me. Because we're just going to hear him going. I think that's like the second or third one we've heard already this hour. But yeah, no, there's so many different reasons. And every loan program does have its benefits and its upsides. And it just depends on where you fall and which program that you fall into, which one's the best for you. So I do want to make sure that everybody that's out there listening understands. It really does begin with a phone call and a phone conversation and understanding you and your scenario so that we can determine which direction are we going. Your goals are important. I had a fantastic conversation this week from a girl that did actually write in, and I said, is there any way we can get on the phone? And we did talk on the phone, and we did this last week where I read some of the emails that came in, and I've got more, trust me, so we can always, you know, revert to that if we run out of things to talk about today. But, you know, I got her on the phone and we started talking, and she said she'd already been pre-approved with another lender, and she was just absolutely confused. Just so confused. She didn't know if she was pre-approved. She had filled out an application. She didn't know if she was pre-approved. She didn't know how much she was pre-approved for. She just didn't understand anything. And by the time that we were done, she finally started to grasp, like, okay, I want my payment to be X. So if this is how much I want my payment to be, and this is how much I have for a down payment, then that's going to mean I can only go to this price. That doesn't mean that I can't qualify for more. And it kind of took me taking her through all of those pieces that we came up with a really great game plan. Okay, look, you want to buy more than where the payment would be for what, you know, you want more sales price, right?
Right.
So what's the best way to do that? So then we started talking about, you know, 5% down, 10% down, how much do you put down? And then we started talking about car loans and car payments. And if she got one of her car payments paid off, it was significantly more than coming up with 10% down. So we were talking 5% down, 10% down, or 5% down, pay off the car. Both came out to within dollars of each other of the same amount of money, but the amount that she could afford because that car loan was gone was a significantly higher price as far as monthly that brought her to a higher price in purchase. So now she's got a game plan. Now she can figure out what she needs to do. We've got to work on getting the car loan paid off. We've already got our 5% saved. Soon as that's done, we're ready to go. So, you know, it's important to start with that conversation.
Absolutely. It means so much. And having to come up with an extra 5% could be so much more cumbersome than paying off the balance of a loan. Right?
Absolutely.
Because it can become so much harder to manage an additional 5% of your purchase price.
Right. Well, and in her situation, it was like, I think it was like $16,000 to pay off the car, an extra 5% down to make it 10% was going to be another $15,000. And the difference, though, was $150 a month in mortgage with the extra down payment or saving $450 a month in a car payment. So it was significantly different to pay off the car versus more money down. And, you know, so it's something, again, that we just really need to be able to talk to you. We need you to call. We need you to get on the calendar. We need to have that initial consult about you, your goals. What are you looking for? What are you trying to do? What, you know, how much do you have? How much can you save? You know, that's a big important piece too, because sometimes it's really hard to save. So we've got to try to come up with a game plan. What do we do? You know, how can we get you there?
We got a couple comments coming in. Dad joined in, says hi, and wow, you girls look great.
Thanks, Dad. We love it. We got our second follower.
and Nancy says, hi, supermodels. Y'all are some rockin' hot mortgage moms.
All right.
Hot in all caps.
Thank you, Nance. We love you for
Thanks,
that.
Nancy.
Third follower. Love it. If you guys are out there listening, like I told you to before, feel free to follow us. Watch us on YouTube. We're live at 5 every Wednesday. Put your questions into the feed. Put your comments in the feed. Matt's going to read it out loud. We're going to answer those questions for you. You get to watch us do it. do it live. And then obviously we're going to take this sound and we're going to send it back to podcast and we're going to send it to the station and it's going to go to Go Country for Saturday mornings. So we are here to try to get this information and education out to you in as many ways as we can. We want you guys to give us a call. So call our office. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That's LEND and the number 4. Get on the calendar. Matt is answering the phones on Saturday. If he can't answer it because he's on another one, the call service is answering. They all have my calendar. They can schedule you for that call with me, and we can talk about your goals and what you need and where do you want to go, and we can game plan together and we can work through it together. That is the whole point. And trust me, people don't believe it, but they really do talk to me. And they really do talk to Heidi.
Yes, all the time.
All the time. I actually had a gentleman make an appointment. I talked to him a little bit earlier today, and he was searching around online. So this is maybe another good topic for us to talk about. Like I said, we never know where we're going to go. The show just kind of takes itself. But he was shopping around online. He found the cheapest lender that he could possibly find for his refinance. And it's out there. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. You can absolutely, there's always a lender with a better rate. It's the mortgage business. That's how it works. And, you know, is it a extraordinarily, extremely different interest rate? No. But is there always going to be somebody just a little bit cheaper? Yes. And I'll tell you that honestly.
Yep.
The difference is, though, is that he went to this company, applied online, got an amazing rate. And as soon as he lost his job, they just immediately declined him and canceled his loan. The sad part to all of that is they don't understand his income. He's self-employed. He had a W-2 job on top of his self-employment. So they had no tax returns. They didn't know he was self-employed. They were looking at pay stubs and W-2s. Didn't dig into the whole scenario. He's got retirement income that he could draw from if he needed to for additional income. There is absolutely no reason why his deal cannot get done. And we talked and we went through all of it. And I told him, I said, I'm not going to drag you through the mud. I am not going to make you do an application. Send me all of your documentation. I'm not going to pull your credit report. Let's talk. Do you have time? He's like, I'm all yours. I said, okay. So I just started working through it and asking him the questions that I needed and digging in a little bit deeper. And okay, so you do have this and you do have that. And what did that K-1 say last year? There's no reason why this guy can't get a loan. And he was just absolutely declined somewhere else. And so once we finally got to where is the rate, my interest rate was less than 0.125 different, less than from what he was actually being quoted elsewhere. So he's doing his application, sending over his information. We're going to get it done for him. And that is the difference between, you know, calling a call center and talking to somebody on a call center or dealing directly with, you know, the people that have been doing it. You know, we've been doing it for a long time. We've got 20, 25 years experience between the two of us. It's aging if you put our ears together.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
No. But, you know, you're getting the people that have the experience. We're not in a call center. We're not picking up the phone. That's not how we're getting paid. And the truth of the reality is that it's a lot cheaper for a mortgage company to pay somebody that picks up a phone that's had their license for days. You know, where you've got somebody that's been licensed for a very long period of time and been doing mortgage for a very long time and real estate before that and has a lot of information and understanding and knowledge. And, you know, you've got processing background and management background. And, you know, there's so much more experience here that something that should not have been a difficult loan and should have never been declined did get declined. And that's a lot of times what you find. So you pay for what you get. If you want the service, you want the information, you want to know that you're going to get your deal done, you might pay a little bit more, just like that, you know, more expensive attorney that you're going to hire when you need them. And, you know, that's, you've got to think of it in that way. Is our rate extremely higher than somebody else's? No, we've got very, very good interest rates, very good rates. But can you find cheaper? Yeah, I'm going to give you the honest truth. Yeah, you always can. If you search high and low, you're going to find somebody one off somewhere that's definitely got a cheaper rate.
Oh, absolutely. And so there's something I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, do it. Let's do it.
So, you know, and I'm going to do it from a purchase loan perspective. When you guys get into a purchase, there are a lot of moving parts. it can be a very stressful experience. But what I want to put out there is that we work as a team when we are going to get your loan done, and we're going to do it as seamless as possible. But we are a team. So I'm just going to go with the normal scenario. You've got a real estate agent, you've got escrow, you start with Debbie to get, you know, pre-approved, pre-qualified. She goes over a bunch of information. You end up finding your house, you're dealing with the real estate agent, then you open escrow, then you're going back to Debbie and you're saying, hey, I found my house, here's my contact information for my agent. Agent sends over escrow. You're getting contacted now by Debbie, escrow, and your real estate agent. Debbie says, great, I'm handing you off to Heidi. She's going to wrap it up with a pretty bow. You talk to me. We have a lot of conversations. We go back and forth. Then you get a call from our processor.
That's right.
Which is Tiffany.
Right.
Okay. Then you're working with Tiffany, and Debbie and I are still on the emails. We're still available to you, but then you're working with your agent for, you know, home inspections. Escrow is still reaching out to you to fill out all your documentation, get your earnest money deposit. So now you've got quite a few, you know, hands in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go into underwriting. Very rarely, you're not really going to talk to an underwriter. Tiffany's going to still be sending you emails. You eventually are going to get to closing. You're going to get an email with your closing disclosure. You're eventually going to get to closing. You may end up talking to a closer or a funder. Then you're still talking to escrow. You're still talking to your agent. You're still going back and forth. So the reason I'm going through this is a purchase is an extremely stressful step in someone's life, whether it's their first purchase, their second, their third, their fifth, their sixth, doesn't matter. But this is a team effort in order to get everything done and have it close on time. So I bring this up because it can become frustrating, or you can get flustered because you have multiple people talking to you. But remember, these are all people that are working for the company for the benefit of you. We can't have one person that is the jack of all trades.
Yeah, it's not possible. Yeah.
It's not possible. So I say that to please keep in mind that everybody is working with the best of intention to make it smooth, to get it done on time with the least stress for you. But it's impossible to deal with one person through the entire process.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Have you been thinking about buying a house and you just don't know where to get started? Do you need a referral to a real estate agent? Maybe you're in the process and you need an insurance company. Well, give me a call. I'm here to help you. It's 844-935-3634 or go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee. 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237.
Yeah, it is. And if you're buying a condo, you've got a condo team and you've got insurance, right. You've got your insurance agent, and there's just, you have your physical inspector, and then there's an appraiser going out to the property. And then you've got a termite company and maybe termite repairs. And they're no different than the real estate side, where the realtor's bringing in the termite company and bringing in the home inspector, and you're calling your insurance agent. That's all the outside. It's no different with us on the inside. As far as the loan is concerned, you need your loan officer. I'm your loan officer. I'm working with you. We're making sure we're structuring the deal. I'm making sure that you are going to get your loan, whether it's a purchase or a refinance. I am not going to send you off to Heidi for the perfect bow for her to stop it in its tracks and say, Debbie, this deal doesn't work. That's not going to happen. I don't want to drag you through the mud and get you to that piece. But if I was trying to do my job and Heidi's, which is all of the tedious minutiae of every single document is in there and the income calculator has been done and the escrow information's been added. And if I was doing all of those pieces, I could not talk to as many people as I do. I couldn't go through closing estimates with you. I couldn't talk about your interest rate with you. I couldn't review your income with you. I couldn't do all of those things if I was trying to do all of the things Heidi does. And then obviously Heidi's doing all of that to make sure that our loan goes in and gets approved smoothly and comes out with very few conditions, so that then Tiffany, after the underwriters touched it, the processor can then work with you to clear up any remaining items that that underwriter needs to clear that loan for under, you know, for closing. Now you're going to go get your closing disclosure. That's going to come out. Then you're going to get to the closing department. Now they've got to send instructions to the escrow company, you know, so that they're, I'm happy that you brought that up, because it is, there is a ton of information and different departments and different people doing different things, all working in tandem, sometimes all at the same time, to try to get that loan to close quickly and as fast as we possibly can. So, you know, I'm happy that you did bring that up, because we do every now and then get people that get, they do get very frustrated with a lot of contact.
Right. Yeah. And I think part of it is, you know, people get nervous about so many people seeing their information, and they get nervous about who's calling me, who's contacting me. The fact is, we all work for the same company, and we are all keeping your information, and not everyone's receiving all your information. It is limited to their department, to their need to know, but it is necessary, because if Debbie took it from beginning to end, she could not help everyone she helps. If I took my section and did everything from her contact through, again, we would not get everything done. Everybody has to do what is in their wheelhouse and what they are proficient at and experts at in order for us to make it happen for everybody.
Right. Absolutely.
I got a couple more comments coming on YouTube. Norma says, my two faves. And Houseboat Billy is back, says, you ladies are a great looking team. Go team Hot Mortgage Mom.
Love it. Norma, thank you so much for listening and watching. We really appreciate you. And Houseboat Billy, we love and appreciate you as well. And thank you so much. I think we're going to have to do the hair and makeup more often. I really do. It might have to turn out to be just a normal thing. We're going to have to get it. It's going to have to be a Wednesday thing. We've only got to do it once a week, right?
I know. Once a week. I think we can do it. I just, you know, hard to commit to this.
Yes, I know. It is. But we'll see how next week goes.
Yeah, exactly.
It depends too on how tired we are and how many hours did we work the day before and Monday, right?
How busy the whole week is. And,
right.
Yeah, how if Wednesday feels like Friday again.
Right, exactly. Well, I was actually on the phone with somebody yesterday, which was really funny. And we were talking about, you know, it was Tuesday. And I said, you know, I came in Monday and it's month end for us. You guys, today it's Wednesday. It's November. Oh my goodness. It's September the 30th, right? So for us, this has been month end. And month end is rough. You know, we're trying to get a lot of things closed. A lot of people are trying to close by a certain date, trying to close by the end of the month. We're trying to get people closed with their mortgages paid off on refinances before the next payment's due. So month end is always very, very challenging. So we came in Monday and obviously we're just extremely busy. And I'm on the phone on Tuesday and I said, yeah, well, you know, I mean, I talked to you, I think it was Friday. And he goes, no, it was yesterday, Monday. I said, well, you know what? Yesterday was Monday. Today's Tuesday and tomorrow's going to be Friday.
Right. Yeah. I was talking to my daughter-in-law and I was like, oh, don't worry. You'll get the call by tomorrow, Friday, before the weekend. She goes, it's Wednesday. I was like, and I had just gotten all done up. So I knew it was Wednesday.
Right.
But all day I thought it was Thursday.
Right. Right. Yep.
I was like, whatever day it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I think just about everybody listening with us can understand. I'm sure that we're not the only people that are that busy, and I'm sure that they can absolutely understand. They've all got jobs too. It's kind of crazy. But hey guys, if you're listening, this is Mortgage Mom Radio. If you guys want to watch us live, like Houseboat Billy and Norma and Nancy and Erica and my dad always watches. All you got to do is tune into YouTube live at 5 on Wednesdays, and you guys can get your questions and comments right into the feed. We'd love to see that. Love to hear from you. We want to be able to answer those questions for you. If you're trying to learn how to do something, you want to know if you should refinance, you want to know if you should buy, you want to know how much money you need down, you want to know how to fix your credit. We have not done a credit repair episode in quite some time. So I think that we're going to have to do that. That's going to be a must. I'm going to have that coming up here in the next couple of weeks, because credit repair, especially going into next year, if we're all trying to come up with our New Year's resolutions, I know nobody wants to hear that, but technically if you're watching or you're listening Saturday morning and it's on Go Country, you are already in October. So you need to start thinking about New Year's resolution and how am I going to obtain it if it is something important like buying a house or refinancing your house or getting your debt paid off or, you know, whatever it might be that is in that category.
Right.
So we're going to definitely have to get our credit repair guy back on. I think that that's really important, super important. And I think that we should maybe get a real estate agent on, because we have not had one on in a good amount of time. And I think it'd be really great to get a realtor's perspective right now on the market and the property values and writing an offer, some of the tips and tricks of the trade to get an offer accepted when you've got multiple offers on just about every house right now. The inventory is really low. You're trying to, you know, secure something so that you can hopefully move, you know. So I think
that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think we've got to get a real estate agent in. I'll work on that for next week, or I will work. Did we lose sound again?
No.
Okay, good. Or I will work on credit. But over the next 2 weeks, we'll either have a real estate agent on or credit on, and it'll be one of the 2 weeks will be one or the other. So if any of you guys are interested in any of that information, it'd be a great time for you to subscribe to the channel, go to YouTube, find us. It's Mortgage Mom Radio. Maybe like Houseboat Billy and Nancy said, we need to change our name to the Hot Mortgage Mom Radio. But it's Mortgage Mom Radio.
I thought we could throw something new in there and get someone different on that I don't think we've ever had.
Sure.
Maybe get one of our underwriters on.
Yes.
Since none of our listeners ever talk to an underwriter.
Yes.
Maybe just get some insight of stuff that, you know, they're seeing changes that have come our way, things that, you know, they really kind of, you know, are a thorn in their side that they see.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. I think we could absolutely do that. I'm pretty sure I could wrangle one in to do it.
I think you could.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think it would be a new perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with all of the guideline changes really since COVID. We've seen a lot of those. We've got a lot of self-employment change because of COVID. They're seeing a lot of, you know, you might have had really strong 19 tax returns, and then, you know, just giving us a P&L like you did back in the day is not enough. Now we've got to actually substantiate the deposits to show that that P&L is accurate. So I think that that's actually a great idea. So now we've got three shows. We've got an underwriter, we've got credit repair, and we've got a real estate agent. If anybody else out there listening, you guys have some great ideas or some advice, please feel free to throw that into the feed. I'd love to hear it. And I will work on making sure that those episodes do happen and do take place. It is so important to us to bring you guys the information that you need to be prepared and to be successful and to accomplish your goals and, you know, accomplish your retirement goals. And much of that is real estate, and it's really important. And the mortgage goes right along hand in hand with real estate, unless you've got the cash to go buy it. So, we're here to help you guys. That's what we want to do. We want to bring you as much information and education as we can. So we'd love to get your feedback. And if there's a particular person or information, I mean, we've had appraisers on before. That might be another good one too. We haven't done in a couple of years, actually. Might be great to get an appraiser's perspective on why do appraisals come in low? If you want to maybe hear from, you know, an escrow agent or title agent, you know, what is exactly is escrow and title, and what do they do, and why am I paying for you? You know, so there's a lot of information that we can bring to you. We just have to hear from you, and we don't hear from you guys. We hear you calling us with questions, but we don't hear any advice or information, you know, topics,
suggestions.
We would love that. What's the best way to do that? Watch us on YouTube, Wednesday live at 5. Put your questions and comments in the feed. Do the same thing if you prefer Facebook. Find us. Everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. Get that information in there. Download the phone app. Send us an email. Go to the website. Contact us. Send us an email. You know, there's a ton of ways that you guys can get a hold of us, but we want to hear from you. We want to bring you that really valuable information. But if you guys want to watch this, and we're going to make sure that all of the content that we bring to you over the next, we always try to bring you really great content. Let me back that up. It sounds like, I always bring you guys junk. We don't. We always bring you good stuff. But I'm gonna try to bring you guys some really, really valuable stuff over the next few weeks, because it's stuff that we've done in the past, but it's been a long time. Things really have changed. 2020 has been its own animal, complete animal. I think it'd be great to, you know, find out all of those different pieces and how are things going this year. And, you know, there were FICO changes that were supposed to be rolled out. I don't even know if they got rolled out. You know, but it was something we talked about, I think, towards the end of last year. They were coming out with FICO 8 and and we were going to start using, you know, all of the different credit things. We haven't seen that happen. So it would be good to hear all of that from the credit guy. It'd be great to hear, you know, I think an underwriter's fantastic idea. I think the real estate agent's a great idea. I think maybe bringing an appraiser in would be a really good one as well. So we've got a good 4 or 5 episodes of some seriously fantastic content. So if you guys cannot listen to us or watch us live, send us the emails, let us know what you want to hear. And, you know, if you like podcasts, download it from there. You're going to be able to hear it all and you know, see what's happening and what's going on and get the education and the information.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that'll be so much fun. And then, you know, hey, for the next 4 episodes or so, we might actually know what we're going to talk about before we start.
I know. That is new, right?
What a concept.
It's a good one. All right. Well, with that, unless you've got anything else that you want to bring up today, I think we're getting close to the end of our hour.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, that's really what's kind of been stirring up a little bit this week is a couple people that were just like, who's this person? Who's that person? You know, I'm just a little on edge doing, especially with purchase. It happens with refi, but with refi, they've quite they've a few less people.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've done it before, but they don't right. have a home inspector. They don't have a real estate agent. We're getting their insurance from their original insurance agent. So there's not nearly as much that is going on. So it's not nearly as overwhelming or, you know.
Right. And we open escrow for them. So they're not getting big packets of what to do and send me this and send me that, you know, for the most part. So it's a little easier.
Yeah. For sure. Definitely. I agree. So what do you guys do? You want to get on the calendar? You want to talk to me? You guys can always ask for Heidi. It's like, thanks. Thanks, Deb. But you want to get on the calendar? Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. You want to send me a message? That's fantastic. Download the phone app. Text the word mom to 36260. You want to go to my website? That's great too. MortgageMomRadio.com. You can contact me right through there. You guys can fill out any of there's all kinds of things that say, what is my rate? How do I get my rate? Just fill it out. We're going to call you. We're going to give you the information that you need. You're going to get an email from me once you do fill it out. I've had people email me back right away. It's just a quick, you know, generated email that goes out once they've contacted through the website. If you don't want a phone call, that's okay. Just literally email that back and just say, I'd really prefer to talk by email. Got tons of people like that too. We're here to work with you in your way where it's most comfortable for you, but you guys can contact us in so many ways. But get on the calendar. Let's talk. Let's figure out what we need to do for you. Get you moving forward. Tune in next Wednesday on YouTube, live at 5. It's going to be a fantastic one. If you haven't already, subscribe to the channel and turn on your notification buttons so that you know when we do go live and you don't miss the show. We hope you guys all have a fantastic weekend. Hopefully the heat dies down and it's not as hot. We've actually had some major heat over here. I'm sure you're just always hot over there, but.
No, sorry. It was only 98 here yesterday.
Only 98. I love it. But it has been actually really, really hot the last couple of days. So hopefully we're going to see things cool down by the weekend. And we'll talk to you guys all next week. I hope you all have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926, Heidi Slagle Points, California DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom. She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Interest rates are really low right now, and you know how you could take advantage? Well, get into a shorter term mortgage. If you could get the same payment that you have right now today, but you could cut some time off of that mortgage, what better way to look into your financial future? Give me a call. Let's talk about it. Let's go over your scenario together. It's 844-935-3634. Or go to my website, MortgageMomRadio.com. You can contact me right through the website, and I will give you a call.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.